fellow workers. Carroll House, Tacoma Park, Maryland, May 10, 1904. Dear fellow workers, with gratitude I acknowledge the tender care of my Heavenly Father and thank Him for the blessings that He has bestowed upon me since we left St. Helena. The journey across the continent, which I dreaded so much, was pleasant, and I rested all the way. And since I reached Washington, my health has been better than it was for many months before. We are pleasantly situated at Tacoma Park. Within 15 minutes' walk are the homes of Brethren Daniels, Prescott, Washburn, Spicer, Curtis, Bristol, Rogers, Needham, Katie, and others connected with our work. The way is opening rapidly for the beginning of our work. For this, I am very thankful. As I look at the situation and the prospects here, I am filled with hope and courage. We shall endeavor to respond to the favoring providences that attend us by pressing forward with the work as speedily as possible. The location that has been secured for our school and sanitarium is all that could be desired. The land resembles representations that have been presented before me by the Lord. It is well adapted for the purpose for which it is to be used. There is on it ample room for a school and a sanitarium without crowding either institution. The atmosphere is pure, and the water is pure. A beautiful stream runs right through our land from north to south. This stream is a treasure more valuable than gold or silver. The building sites are upon fine elevations with excellent drainage. One day we took a long drive through various parts of Tacoma Park. A large part of the township is a natural forest. The houses are not small and crowded closely together, but roomy and comfortable. They are surrounded by thrifty, second-growth pines, oaks, maples, and other beautiful trees. The owners of these houses are mostly businessmen, many of them clerks in the government offices in Washington. They go to the city daily, returning in the evening to their quiet homes. A good location for the printing office has been chosen, within easy distance of the post office, and a site for a meeting house also has been found. It seems as if Tacoma Park had been specially prepared for us, and that it has been waiting to be occupied by our institutions and their workers. My hopes for this place are high. The country for miles and miles around Washington is to be worked from here. I am so thankful that our work is to be established in this place. Were Christ upon the ground, He would say, "Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." John 4, verse 35. We have a work to do in leading precious souls onward step by step. Many will have to be taught line upon line, precept upon precept. The truth of God will be applied by the Spirit's power to the heart and conscience. We must present the truth in love and faith and hope and courage.